Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 4th, starting 8 a.m. on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 23,350 head to be offered, 4,700 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and 1,800 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell or to preview the video, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
On Tuesday, November 9th, Ince Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit InceAuction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's E-N-T-Z, InceAuction.com. It's unusual for big news of the day to be the extreme selling pressure that erupted in feeder cattle during the final 15 minutes of trading. Well, sell stops were hit, resulting in Katie barred the door selling yesterday. There is a strong possibility that futures will rebound today, as the fall was technically driven rather than fundamental. Live cattle closed lower but held well considering the pressure from feeders. Showless or smaller, boxed beef closed higher yesterday. Choice up $1.86, select was up $1.02. Now, hogs have been able to perform well over the past 3 days, despite further weakness of cash. However, that may be stretching to the breaking point if packers don't step up and bid higher for hogs today. So far, they continue to see sufficient hog supplies, which has allowed them to purchase the necessary hogs without difficulty. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed cash down 67 cents. Cutouts fell out of bed yesterday, posting a decline of $4.08. Clearly, a bottom for cutouts has not yet been found. On the grain, stronger trade at all three wheat exchanges overnight, with Minneapolis leading gains once again. Minneapolis wheat continues to trade like a market possessed, rallying from $10 to $10.85 in the span of 8 sessions. There's been no correction or consolidation of this rally since $9, raising the question of how far off two-sided trade might be. Firmer corn prices overnight, with December corn futures tying Monday's high and eyeing the August WASD highs of 594 and a quarter. The December contract was able to extend its winning streak to 7 sessions in dramatic fashion, and with a 10-cent gain for the second largest daily gain of the move. Mostly higher trade in the soy complex overnight, with gains led by soy meal, while soybean oil flirts with both sides of unchanged. Soybeans and meal turned into disappointing performance yesterday, while soybean oil managed a supportive close, but bulls are doing their best to reclaim most of those losses today. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 4th, starting 8 a.m. on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 23,350 head to be offered, 4,700 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and 1,800 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell or to preview the video, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
December live cattle down 42 cents yesterday, 128.85. February down 32, 133.90. November feeder cattle down 217, 154.40. January down 340 at 152.72. December hogs up 7 cents, 76.15. February up 12 at 78.80. Kansas City wheat, December down up 20 and 3 quarters yesterday, 806 and a half. March up 21 and a quarter, 810 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December up 24 and a half, 797 and a quarter. March up 23 and 3 quarters at 808 and 3 quarters. December corn's up 10 and 3 quarters at 579. March up 10 and 3 quarters at 587. January soybeans down a penny, 1248 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.